Hey, what's happening? This episode is all about 10Xing the meetings that you're doing on a daily basis. And I'm talking about the client meetings you're doing, the sales calls you're doing, the team meetings you're doing, maybe personal reflections and rambles that you happen to record. My idea here is, you know, meetings are great. We got to connect with each other, and it's great that we can do it around the globe with anyone almost at any time. But the problem is, what are you going to do after these meetings? We're not just meeting to meet. There should be obviously an agenda. We want to make that effective for all of our times. And we want to do this in a streamlined way where things get done after that meeting. All right, it is Q1 of 2024. That means new goals, more growth, and upgrading your day-to-day workflow. That's why I want to talk to you today about the HubSpot Sales Hub. This thing is basically an all-in-one platform to help you get out of that muck of scheduling everything manually, digging through data, tracking down leads, probably not following up with things. Sales Hub will flip everything on its head. This thing's an easy-to-use suite of powerful tools. It's going to help you convert contacts into customers quicker, accelerate sales with smart sequences, manage deals with simple and powerful tools, and help you forecast a lot smarter. It actually uses this new AI-powered app called ChatSpot. Combines ChatGPT with HubSpot Smart CRM. Basically, you can ask this thing to create more revenue for you and deliver it as well. So you can ask it to track down contacts, competitors, summarize sales, and actually draft emails for you. So now's the time to close more deals and get on track. Make Q1 your best yet. Explore the new HubSpot Sales Hub and AI tools like ChatSpot at HubSpot.com/sales. The idea is you want to be recording your meetings, and there's simple tools to do this. There's a free tool I'm going to recommend. There's also a paid tool as well. I believe it has a free tier. And the idea is I want you to be able to record meetings in a way that you can then go back or go after the meeting and know what to do with that thing you just did. So if it's on a client meeting, you now have action steps on what to do. You can extract information and know exactly what you might have promised or what they promised and the next steps to take from there. Or how about sales calls? You know, maybe you want to analyze what you've said to close a really big deal and you're like, man, I wish I could just do that every single time. Well, now you can do like a sentiment analysis of your session there. You can actually, in fancy words, you know, that's basically analyze what worked, what didn't, so you could do more of what worked and not of what didn't. How about team calls or team meetings? You know, we probably have those every single week, maybe every day, I don't know, whatever cadence. Well, why not record those so we all, you know, as a team, you're collectively able to now do your best work after the fact. Personal reflections, you know, maybe it can capture your reflections, your rambles, and then refine them into action steps. I talked about that in a previous episode, so I'm kind of not going to go as deep on that. And the takeaway here is that you get more done, the people on your team get more done, they're focused on what their superpower is. Ideally, you're not going to need people to necessarily follow you around and note take. Not saying this process is perfect, but let's say 80-20, 90-10, I believe it's the case and it's there. So what is it? What are we doing? I'm just going to get into it right now. We're all doing Zoom meetings. We're all doing these meetings elsewhere where we can record these meetings. Usually we can record with, maybe it's sometimes with Zoom, and that's okay. That's great. I feel like some of their features aren't perfect for what I want to do here, where you can specifically extract what you want from the conversation, like I was mentioning. And I'm in this episode, I don't want to leave out. I'm going to give you the prompts, and I want to make sure that you have these prompts. They're going to be at the show notes page at hustleandflowchart.com. So make sure if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, pass around. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But make sure to go to hustleandflowchart.com. That's where you're going to get not only the links for everything I mentioned, but also the specific prompts I've been using that you can now take and use with this process as well. All right, so what the heck is it? Just imagine yourself. You are recording, or you're on a Zoom call. You have a client meeting. Maybe it's a recurring meeting or a sales call, team meeting, something like that. You have a Zoom call. Let's just frame it at that. You want to make sure you're recording that thing. Not a lot of people do this. I mean, in my circles, partners, we are all the time. And there's always the jokes like, ah, there's more AI here and recording bots than humans. Well, it's funny, but at the same time, it's so dang helpful. So the tool I use everywhere I go, I don't record with Zoom or the built-in thing. I use Fathom, and that's Fathom. And it's free to download and use. And I'm not paying a cent for this thing. And I think it's in this phase where they're trying to grow the brand so we can all kind of capitalize off of that. And of course, there's if you're caring at all, and you maybe should be about privacy, but for your clients or maybe HIPAA and things like that, definitely read the terms. They're very, you know, it does say they're HIPAA compliant, and there's all these other integrations and complexities and things to dive into Fathom and to understand how they use data. Of course, very good thing to be thinking about. Fathom is an awesome recorder because A, it's free, but secondary, it gives you a transcription of the conversation almost immediately once you are done. And now that's going to be very important. You now have the transcription. Now, another tool that could be helpful, and this is a little bit more advanced, is to use Otter.ai. Now, Otter's been around for a long time now. And the cool thing that in the way that I would use this is that it can record in real time and give you a real life or real time transcription of the conversation you're in. So you can have Otter join your Zoom meeting and it will listen and give you a real life just in time transcription. So let's say you want to get some immediate answers to the conversation you're in now. You can actually do this same process I'm about to show you. Hey, I'm going to pause this really fast and shout out another podcast that's on the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. This one's a podcast hosted by someone I've followed for years. I've read his books. His name is Donald Miller, and he hosts the podcast called Business Made Simple. The whole premise there with that show is that it helps take the mystery out of growing your business. And one of the recent episodes is one with Alex Hormozi, someone else I've followed for years now. And it's all about talking about the uncertainties that we're living in right now in 2024 and beyond, but how we can take our business and shore it up. There's actually four principles Alex shares, and Don gets into it as well. So definitely recommend checking that out. So go listen to Business Made Simple, hosted by Donald Miller, wherever you get your podcasts. Are you looking to earn more online? It's time to meet Kartra. It's your ultimate all-in-one business platform that makes it even easier to boost your income online. So with Kartra, creators, coaches, and experts can turn their knowledge and services into profits. You can create pages, funnels, and attract customers, build membership sites, and share your knowledge, automate your business so you can free up your time and do a whole bunch of other fun stuff. So Kartra has every tool you need to grow your business in one place. And the best part is that it's super affordable and easy to use. So now's the time to streamline and scale your biz. Head over to hustleandflowchart.com/Kartra and snag a free 30-day trial. Again, that's hustleandflowchart.com/KARTRA. So what's the process? What's the idea? You're taking that transcription, you're taking the recording and everything that people talked about on the call. And of course, it's only as good as the information that's being discussed. So it's up to all of us to ask better questions, to dive into certain nuances that are important, all that stuff. As long as it's recorded, now we can take that information into tools like ChatGPT or Claude.ai. My preference is Claude.ai because of the reasoning. It seems to be, well, from all the tests that I know of at the time of this recording, it's smarter and processes information better. And that's a very broad statement, of course, but better than ChatGPT. That could change in the future and there could be other tools. I think this process is going to be the same thing no matter what. So you take that transcription, and I'm just going to show you right now, as you take a transcription, I'm just going to take this one from a call I did with my friend Justin Breen. He has a podcast coming up soon with me. And none of this stuff is information. It's basically about me, which is kind of cool. And it's kind of a hint of what's to come in the episode with him. So you can see it records this. It provides this into your account. You can share this, which is nice, with your team. But the big thing is you have this button here. You can copy the transcription. And right now it's copying it. It's done. So what I do is I go to Claude. I open up a new chat. I do pay for Claude. It's $20 a month. I think it's some of the best $20 I spend every month. I think you could do this on the free version as well. And I believe that's also the case in ChatGPT. But if you can't, sorry, you just got to fork up the $20. It's totally worth it. So what I do is I immediately go over here and paste. So what it's going to do is it pastes this, you know, it looks like a little text file thing. And that's all of that content, this whole transcription from the call here that we had, which is a total of, where is it at? It is 50 minutes. So that is all right here. You can see it's 901 lines of text. Now, what do we do with this? So what if I, like, after this call I had with Justin, now I want to know, there was a bunch of stuff we talked about. I want to summarize what we talked about, and I want to know about the action steps, things that either of us might have promised or things that I said that I wanted to do. So this is why I have a handy document here that I save in my notes file. It's not fancy, but it basically has different categories of how I can modify or extract information from the transcription. So you can see there's one for client meetings, there's sales calls, there's team meetings, there's personal reflections, and then there's kind of like a generic whatever meeting type you can use. And that's what I'm going to use for this. There's each one has prompts, and I'm going to remind you, these are also listed on the show notes page of this episode at hustleandflowchart.com. Go find this episode, and that'll probably be linked inside of the show notes where you're watching right now or listening on your app or on YouTube. We'll make it easy. Just scroll down and click the button, and that's how you get these prompts. Very, very simple prompts. Nothing crazy. You can make them more complicated, but let me just show you how it works. So I'm going to take this one, mixed meeting types. I'm going to copy this, go here, copy, go back to Claude and paste it. Boom. And let's just show what it's doing. So Claude now is reading the transcription. It's looking for exactly, and let me just read some of these prompts. I noticed I did not do that. The first type of prompt that we have are ones for client meetings. And the prompt itself goes something like this. And this would be plugged into ChatGPT or Claude after you paste in the transcription or upload it. So for client meetings, you could say, review the attached transcription of a client meeting and identify key action items, decisions made, and any follow-up tasks needed. So that's a prompt. Very simple, very straightforward. Next one, for sales calls. Analyze this sales call transcription to highlight successful negotiation points, client objections, and agreed upon next steps. Cool. Team calls or team meetings. The prompt is, from this team meeting transcript, extract important deadlines, project updates, and assigned responsibilities. That's cool. So personal reflections. The prompt is, summarize this personal reflection recording by identifying main insights, future goals, and areas of for improvement noted. Now, the last section here are for the generic or mixed meeting types. The prompt goes like this. Read through the transcription of this meeting. Identify and list all actionable tasks, key discussion points, and any urgent matters requiring immediate attention. That's the one I just plugged in for this example I showed with the recording into ChatGPT. You can see it right here. So let's analyze and see what it had to say. So it says, I've analyzed this meeting transcription, identified the following key points, actionable steps, and urgent matters. And the key discussion points are as follows. We talk about how visionaries should have a stabilizing partner in their lives. They should also, or the significance of taking the Kolbe assessment. Characteristics of visionaries, the four factors of basically that visionaries kind of deal with a lot of times. All right, so that's really what it comes down to. I mean, it's super, super simple. Again, process is, just to kind of recap, is to make every single meeting you have an experience that's the most effective for everybody involved. And the big thing is to, you know, record everything you do as long as you're getting permission. And I always just have this Fathom bot follow me everywhere I go. I mean, it's automatically joining Zoom meetings or any other meeting I invite it to, because I know this thing's going to capture the information. And now I don't necessarily have to invite someone from my team for all of these things. Or if they are there, they're not taking notes unless there's like a specific thing here and there. But just know that this is going to make everyone more effective, because you now have the data you can mine and pull out action steps and make you and them and everyone involved more effective. And using AI, there's no better way to process all this data. As long as the data is looking pretty clean and is good on the way in, you're going to get great outputs. That's really what it comes down to. So that is what I want you to test. Go get Fathom. Test out Otter if you want some of that real-time stuff. Use ChatGPT or Claude. And then more importantly, you're going to want to have these prompts. So go to the show notes page at hustleandflowchart.com to go get the prompts for yourself and get links to all this stuff on there. And I hope this helps you and start to have that AI follow you around. It's not scary. It's definitely a lot more effective than, scribbling notes and half listening all at the same time and not keeping up with the conversation in front of you. So that's what I got. Until next time, be good and keep rocking. Bye.